across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, I've been looking forward to this because I've been promised a big surprise. So, welcome Cambridge musicologist Rob Sanderson.
Well, I hope I don't disappoint. Well, what I think you called it doppelgangers, and
yes.
I'd probably call it something a bit more long-winded, like, you know, oh, I'm sure that reminds me of another song that I've heard. The song I'm chosen, first of all, is something that was just an absolutely huge hit in 1970. I mean, this went global. It's one of those songs that just appeals to everyone, and it didn't matter about language barriers, and it just, and also I think it's ideal for a day like today.
Oh, yes.
When we are, you know, we're basically having a summer's day. You know, again, the blue skies are lovely and it makes you feel good. And this song certainly makes you feel good. It's by Mungo Jerry, who are a British sort of rock skiffle group who were formed in 1969, but their lead singer who wrote the song is called Ray Dorset, and he's still going as Mungo Jerry. He's
good
had a few
Ray.
Other yeah he's had a few, you know, changes, but hopefully he's still got those long sideburns that he had back in 70. And I always thought as a kid he had a very sort of gypsy feel to him.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
he had
know
that sort
mean.
Of vibe. Yeah, and it's just a great song. I mean, the group, just quickly to say, they were inspired by Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer from T.S. Eliot's Old Possum Book of Practical Cats. So that's where the name comes from. And as I say, this was a huge hit. It sold 6 million copies in 6 weeks and is apparently now one of the biggest selling singles ever. It has sold about approximately 30 million copies.
Wow.
So it really is. And this was, as I say, when I'm saying it as like global, it really was, because it was a number one in England, France, Italy, Netherlands, Sweden, Switzerland, Norway.
The whole of Europe.
The whole of Europe. USA, Canada and Australia. So what can I say?
Let's play it. Well, that's Mungo Jerry and In the Summertime. And it gets more doppelganger-ish. Is that a word?
Yeah, it does. The only other thing I was going to say, he was actually working in a Timex factory at the time.
Was he?
Because he was, you know, he was doing music part-time and he wrote that song in 10 minutes and he had to ask his boss for time off so that he could appear on Top of the Pops. And, well, you know, as you say, from there. Now, way across on the bottom of the world in Australia, and we wouldn't have known this at the time, there was a group called The Mixtures who basically covered this song in the same year, and they got to number one as well.
Did they pinch the melody from Mungo Jerry, or did they?
Well, no, this is them actually having In the Summertime as their hit.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
They already had a hit.
Yeah.
They got to number one
with
it. It was apparently helped because they were on a little label and it wasn't expected to do that well. But I've now you've got me going now.
Sorry.
Well.
Sorry if I confused things.
You've confused me now. But anyway, so what they then did a few months later, they did their own. They decided, I suppose they were looking for a follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they've done, and you will hear it, it is so similar. This is the Pushbike song, and what they've done is just changed the key and changed the words a bit, but it's basically a rewrite of In the Summertime, and this got to number one in Australia, and it also got to number one here as well. Sorry, it got to number two here.
Did Mungo Jerry not take them to court for...
I'm not sure they did.
Oh.
I'm not sure they did.
Interesting.
You know.
But
have a, you know,
let's have a listen to the
you
Mixtures.
You listen and let the listeners see what they think.
Okay.
Is it very similar or is it not?
Let's go. So to recap, the Mixtures had covered In the Summertime.
Yes.
And then they'd also done the Pushbike song, sounds like In the Summertime.
Exactly, exactly. And scored a huge hit, you know, in both countries again.
So
know.
How to milk...
Yes.
Rift.
I think so. I don't think they had many hits after that, though, which probably says it all, really.
They ran out of material.
Yeah.
So going on even further, doppelganger-ish wise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could also say that it's been covered by a number of people. Reggae artists love In the Summertime because it's been covered by Ken Booth, covered it in 1975, and Shaggy covered it in 1995, and he changed some of the lyrics, actually. He changed one of the lyrics he changed was about the have a drink, have a drive. Because yes. When you think about it, when we listen to it, I think some of those
lyrics
don't, yeah, yeah, they don't really
not
stand
very
to
PC.
Close scrutiny, I think is
absolutely.
The word.
Or,
yes. But then our third one that I would introduce to you and would be. If I said they're a scrumpy and western band from Somerset...
Who
might I be talking about? I can't do the accent. I'd, of course, be talking about the Wurzels, that well-known, incredibly, you know, popular band from that part of the world. They're still going as well, like Mungo Jerry, actually, I think, with at least one member. I mean, their biggest hit was... Combine Harvester.
Yeah, yeah, you've got 40 acres and I got 43.
Exactly. And that was based on Melanie's I've Got a Brand New Key, so that was a rip-off. And then they also had a big hit with, that one went to number one, but then the next hit was I'm a Cider Drinker. That was a number three.
I drinks it all of the day.
Yeah.
Ooh-ah-ooh-ah-ray.
Yeah, and you know what that was based on, don't you?
No.
Yeah, Paloma Blanca.
Oh, yeah. Uma Paloma Blanca.
Exactly, yeah, by the George Baker Selection.
So many thieving of material.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
So we're going to now 1978, and this is the Tractor Song. Doesn't sound at all like the Mixtures Push Bike song, I'm sure.
Thank you, Rob, for encouraging me to play the Wurzels, but... Yeah, I mean, does anyone not make their own original material?
It's quite amazing, isn't it? When I was looking at it, there's actually a clip, if anyone's interested, on YouTube of them doing that on Chequers Plays Pop.
I remember Chequers Plays Pop.
Well, when I was looking at YouTube on a couple of these things, and what I had the horrors for a minute because I thought all that I was thinking was right. I suddenly came across this thing and I thought, oh my word, have I got all this wrong? Because in 1990, and I only sort of saw the date later, Mungo Jerry covered the Push Bike Song, and there's a video of that.
So it all goes round in a circle.
It does.
Thank you, Rob. You are always interesting. And we've been through the doppelganger phase, going from In the Summertime, Push Bike Song, and all the way round so that Mungo Jerry covers the Push Bike Song. So I hope the listeners enjoyed that. And I'm sure Rob will be back on with more interesting music facts. But it's now 11:40, spot on time for the travel with Phil.